Well, I mean, it's tough to do that. You know, it's tough to execute like that on offense and defense. It takes a an entire team to get those kind of leads. Now, we got a great atmosphere at our home games. We got a great, bonus with our crowd, the noise they can create, and then the opportunity to not have to signal as much on offense, to maybe go a little quicker helps. But, you still have to execute. It's tough to do that. Still National Football League, and those are good opponents. We were just able to get up on them early and put them away. Yeah, I mean that's them and the that's their offense against our defense. We're focused on their defense and trying to find ways to move the ball.
What do they do that maybe some other defenses haven't done against you so far this year?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we haven't played them yet, but in film they definitely get after the pass really well. They got a lot of sacks. They had a great day last week with sacks and turnovers. They definitely hit the quarterback and have ways to pressure up the middle and outside. They're very talented on the perimeter. They brought in Jenkins from New Orleans, who's a talented player. Add him to the back end. That's already a good group with some depth. We got a solid nickel corner. They lost D'Amico, but linebacking core is solid. They have some veterans on the defensive line, outside linebacker. Do a really good job in their base package and sub. They're very creative on defense.
Considering your history against the blitz, though, do you have any idea what to expect, or do you expect the unexpected, or how do you approach that?
Well, Seinfeld, I think you're always thinking you have to have something to expect every week, but you got to be quick on the reactions and then figure out how they're going to play you. This team seems to roll some calls in, so we're going to expect them to play their defense, and we got to do what we do best and try and execute better than and they can stop us.
From your eyes, how much of better of a pass catcher is Eddie this year versus last year?
Well, I just think he had a lot of opportunities last year. He's got great hands. He does some good things with the ball after he catches it, and the screen was a great team play. You had guys getting downfield, injured guys on the offensive line getting downfield making blocks. You had Randall and Jordy coming up big on some blocks, and that's how a 4-yard pass turns into a 50-plus yard touchdown.
Do you think he should get more credit? So often running backs, everyone looks at the rushing stats, not the total yards.
Well, yeah, I mean, I grew up watching Roger Craig, and Roger, kind of redefined the position as a pass catcher with a 1,000-yard season catching and running, which is incredible. I think, I was teasing Eddie about it after last week, that he had the potential to be a 1,000 guy. He's such a talented guy. He can do so many things for us. If he's not running real effectively, he can still show up in the pass game and get yards for us and get touchdowns.
Aaron, you've had guys have had a lot go your way, obviously, this year successfully. But is this a measuring stick game in any way based on the records and when they come in?
Well, every game is a measuring stick, when it comes this time of the year. We're 6-3. We're a game back in the division. We still have a couple of division games to go, which will be really important. But these are important games. When you start to looking at potential seeding for the playoffs, they're in a tight race in the East, and we're in a tight race in the North. So you got to win these kind of games at home if you want to have a postseason potential.
Aaron, you mentioned on your radio show that Corey Linsley deserves some Pro Bowl, at least consideration. Has anything he's done surprised you, and how quickly did he improve from when he started?
Well, it surprised me because I didn't get to work with him at all in the preseason. So, he's a talented guy. He understands our offense really well. He's strong, athletic. He's got all the tools to play center. But I think his calm demeanor has surprised me as much as anything. You know Corey and talking to him in the locker room. He's a real bright guy. Maybe out of the locker, out of the media's eyes, he's kind of a jokester and a prankster. He fits really well with our offense. Especially the line with the personalities we got in there, and I think a center has to kind of have that disposition that he has. He's laid back, but he's also very focused and determined to be the best player he can be. And I'm really proud of him the way he's played. And I think he deserves more attention, but the respect that he's getting from the guys that he's blocking, I think speaks for itself.
Is there a knack for the long pass?
Well, yeah, it's something I think you need to work on. That was actually, I believe, a knock on me coming out of college was my throws down the field over 40 yards. But you just have to work on it and pick a spot and figure out the who's running it, and then, you know, give your guy a chance to catch it. I think, you know, Coach Tedford used to talk about an on-the-screen, off-the-screen ball, you know, a throw that when you watch on film kind of goes off the screen with some height on it and then comes down back on the screen. And when you do that, you give your guy a chance to catch the ball, and we've done a good job of making the most the last couple weeks of some of those opportunities. I think there is. I think that's a good point. You know, when you're at home, you're able to do some more with some verbal stuff, both with cadences and with formations and routes that you can't quite do in a loud environment. So that definitely helps us. Plus the fact that, you know, we practice in this weather outside. You know, we play in it. It's going to be cold. You know, it was cold the other night. It's going to be colder Sunday. And it's going to continue to trend in that direction. So our young guys need to get used to playing in these kind of conditions. And the older guys, you know, we know how to play and be effective. And you know, it's tougher to throw the football. And the emphasis is on ball security as the ball gets a little harder and a little slicker. And we've done a good job over the years of taking care of it and also being able to still throw it in tough conditions.
Aaron, what is it about the throwback uniform pants that are that much more comfortable?
Well, as I said on my radio show, the pants have actually morphed this year, and the regular yellow ones are more like the throwback pants. So I have no complaints this year about the regular yellow pants, but the throwback unis have always kind of set the standard as far as comfort when you're on the field.
You know, it wasn't that long ago when people were saying, oh, there's Jordy's getting a lot of targets, you know, maybe Randall wasn't, and now it's kind of all coming back around again where they're both doing a lot of damage. Is this something you knew was going to happen as just the weeks unfolded?
Well, Jordy's a great player, and when you got a guy like that, you want to look for him. You want to put him in the one or two slot on the progressions. But you know, we're a matchup offense, a progression offense, a spacing and timing, and looking for the matchups you like, and throwing the ball to the guy in the proper timing and space. And you know, more often than not, Jordy's been open, so that's why he gets a lot of the targets his way. But you know, but we're trying to look for the open guy all the time, and whether that's Randall or Jordy or Devontae or the tight ends last week caught the first two touchdowns. So, you know, we're trying to spread it around, but it's hard not to look Jordy's way when he's open so much.
Aaron, when you're diagnosing a play at the line of scrimmage, can you even put a percentage weight on it? How much of what you see is based upon film study and how much is kind of gut instinct?
Well, I think you have a healthy combination of good preparation, the ability to recall things quickly from practice, from your film study, and from years past, and then just be able to react. You can't lean too heavily on any of those because if you're thinking too much out there, you're not going to be reacting as quickly as you want to. Or if you're just, you know, if you're predetermining things, you're obviously going to make some poor decisions. So you have to have a clear head out there and be able to recall things quickly, but be able to trust your instincts and react very quickly to play the position as quickly as you want it.